This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will unveil various youth-focused initiatives worth over 62,000 crore today from New Delhi. In a historic initiative for the youth skilling, the Prime Minister will launch PM Setu for the upgradation of 1,000 government ITIs across the country. Mr. Modi will also launch Bihar's revamped Mukhyamantri Nishchay Swayam Sahayata Bhatta Yojana, providing a monthly allowance of 1,000 rupees to 5 lakh graduates for 2 years. He will also inaugurate Jan Nayak Karpuri Thakur Skill University in Bihar to boost industry-oriented courses and vocational education. The full election commission team, led by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, arrived in Patna last evening for a two-day visit to review the preparations for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. The delegation includes Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi. On the first day of their visit, the Election Commission team will meet with the representatives of various political parties today morning to engage in discussions and hear their suggestions. After meeting with the political party representatives, the commission will hold meetings with administrative and police officials on the same day. Before the Bihar Assembly elections, the state government led by Chief Minister Nitish Kumar approved a 3% increase in the dearness allowance for more than 10 lakh state employees. Along with the government employees, pensioners will also benefit from this with 3% dearness relief. In another major decision, the state government has also doubled the scholarships given to students from class 1st to class 8th. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi warned Pakistan that if it attempts any new hostility, it will have to choose between remaining in geography or becoming history. General Dwivedi made these remarks while addressing the troops at an army post in the border village of 22MT near Sri Ganganagar, Rajasthan.
This time, India is fully prepared and will not show restraint. What we restrained in Sindoor 1.0, we will not restrain now. We will take action and we will carry out measures so significant that Pakistan may have to decide whether it deserves to remain on the map of history and geography. If it wants to keep its place, it must stop the state sponsors of terrorism.
The Army Chief added that the primary success of Operation Sindoor was the destruction of 9 locations used by terrorist groups in Pakistan. The Army Chief emphasized that Prime Minister Narendra Modi personally named the Operation Sindoor, highlighting its significance. General Dwivedi concluded with a stern warning to Pakistan. During the event, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi also honored 3 officers and several jawans for their outstanding work during the Operation Sindoor. Chief of Air Staff Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh has said that Operation Sindoor will be remembered as a conflict that achieved its objectives with speed and precision, and the operation brought Pakistan to its knees. Addressing the annual presser on 93rd Air Force Day anniversary celebrations in New Delhi, he said India struck multiple targets in Pakistan and also destroyed 4 to 5 Pakistani fighter jets during the operation. He said a clever directive, a clear mandate, was given to the Indian Armed Forces. The Air Force Chief also emphasized the need to be future ready for war. India has said that Pakistan must be held accountable for its horrific human rights violations in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Responding to a query during a media briefing in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal highlighted the reports of protests in several areas of Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, including brutalities by Pakistani forces on innocent civilians. He said that New Delhi believes this is a natural consequence of Pakistan's oppressive approach and its systemic plundering of resources from these territories which remain under its forcible and illegal occupation. Mr. Jaiswal also categorically rejected claims made by Bangladesh Home Minister Jahangir Alam Chaudhary that the recent unrest was fueled by external influences, including India. Indian para-athlete Nishit Kumar claimed his maiden gold medal at the World Para-Athletics Championships in the men's high jump T47 category in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.